Sai's Glory, His Divine Story, every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Sai's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m. Shri Sai Ram.
Om Saishwaraya Vidmahe Satya Devaya Dhimahi Tanna Sarva Prachodayat. Om
Om Shri Sai Ram once again, dear listeners. Grateful pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba and a very good morning to all of you. Welcome to Morning Glory on Thursday Live, coming to you from Prashanthi Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe. This is Karuna from Team Radio Sai wishing you a saisome Thursday morning and the joy that is permeating every cell and molecule of creation in the Divine Valley right now. We are experiencing my favorite season in the Divine Valley. It is Parthi winter. Night times are just cool enough to warrant a light blanket, and daytime is warm enough to allow for a silk sari. Perfect for a girl who loves her clothes and her sleep. I wonder who that might be. And no, that is not my question on Morning Glory today. By the way, the average temperatures in the ashram are simply lovely. Mid to late teens at night and mid-20s in the daytime. There is something very special about November and December months here. The air is so pleasant and it has a tinge of celebration and happiness about it. I hope, dear listeners, you're planning to come home and partake of this bliss in person very soon. Oh, and I nearly forgot. Traffic in downtown Puttaparthi this morning is rather busy and expected to get busier. That is because many devotees are arriving by planes, trains and auto rickshaws to get set for the 24 hours of singing bhajans from Saturday to Sunday. Akhanda or uninterrupted bhajans to charge the atmosphere with the power of God's name and glory. Meanwhile, thank you so much for connecting with us on this pleasant Thursday, November the 9th, 2017. We are a day away from the Akhanda Bhajan and barely 2 weeks from the event of the year, the 92nd year of divine advent of our beloved Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. This precious day, of course, falls on November 23rd, 2017, but the celebrations have begun already, especially here at Radio Sai. And to bring Morning Glory listeners up to speed about the various offerings of love and joy that the team here at Radio Sai has been working on, I am hoping to have three of my colleagues with me in the studio. Two have already arrived. One I am hoping is en route. And we hope to be talking to Brother Bishu, Brother Himanta and Brother Prem shortly. That upcoming conversation aside, we also have part two of Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories with Mr. Siddharth Bhatt. Last week you heard part one of this engaging interview. Today you can catch part two of this four-part interview hosted by Radio Sai's very own Bishu Prushti. But first, it gives me great pleasure to welcome the two brothers who have already arrived, that is Brother Himanta and Brother Prem, to the show. Sairam brothers, and welcome to Morning Glory.
Sairam Didi.
Sairam Didi.
Thank you for having us one more time.
Oh, it's always such a pleasure to have you. Let us start with you, Prem. What are some of the offerings being placed at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan for the 92nd birthday? I can see the web team is always planning and working late hours. So what's going on? What are some of the plans?
Actually, I should say that it's not that we specially think of something for birthday. Many times it happens that we plan something for a long time and it happens to be the birthday season which, you know, gets highlighted. Well, I think in a way it's one of the right things to do also, because I recall, I mean, even as I was thinking today, you know, why do we give so much importance to the birthday season? As you're saying, that November itself becomes so festive.
Yes.
I recall when I came as for the first time, when I joined as a student, when we first came to Parthi, they took us to Swami's birthplace. And there we didn't see Swami's birth home, but we saw the Shivalayam there.
Hmm.
And I was thinking, why would they do that? You know, it's such a historical place. It's a heritage site, right, where the home Swami was born in. But Swami said it was crumbling, so Swami said, you know, take it off and make a temple there. And I think a little bit later, we saw the same thing happening to the Pathamandir too. You know, as devotees, we give so much importance to places and events and dates which are physically associated with Swami. But from Swami's point of view, it's nothing, because he's, I mean, really the birthless one, the endless one. Given that Swami permitted us to celebrate an event such as the birthday, I think it's because, you know, it's like we celebrating a Lent. You know, when you have something to look forward to, it's an opportunity for you to rethink your goals, rethink your strategies towards Swami or whatever it is. And I think that's what is important about the birthday festival. And I think as part of Radio Sai, that's what we try to do. Can we aid people to think more of Swami, do something that will take them closer to Swami? Of course, allow Bishu to speak about that particular thing, because that theme was very nice. He came up with that, holding on to Swami, one of the initiatives that we started. Be that, or even what we did a couple of years back, which was like making birthday offerings to Swami. And it is like, you know, what are you going to give Swami? You know, this is a festival which clearly Swami doesn't need, because he's beyond that. He's giving us an opportunity to celebrate that. So what are you going to do in the process of celebrating that? And I think that is the whole idea behind whatever we do, whatever initiatives we do. I'll just name them, three things. We'll probably talk about that in detail.
Mm-hmm.
One which has already started is the Satya to Sai series, and which has, of course, a long history about it.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is what we launched in the beginning of this week, the Miracles and Beyond. The new series, it's a completely different format from what we've tried so far. And, of course, we have the initiative of holding on to him, where we are inviting contributions from our listeners in whatever format they inspire to share it with us. So should we ask Bishu to speak about the holding on to him?
Who has just arrived. Sairam Bishu, and Sairam, welcome to Morning Glory.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's always good to have you. So, continuing the conversation, this buzz about the 92nd birthday, what's it all about? Go ahead. Fill us in.
Well, first of all, just thinking about this morning, you know, today is the 9th of November.
Yes.
And it's a Thursday, and interestingly,
so auspicious.
So auspicious. And this year, the birthday also falls on a Thursday.
Oh, nice.
The 23rd November 2017 is also a Thursday. So that's something really exciting. And, you know, when I think about the different initiatives that we have taken up for the birthday, or whenever we do anything, often we think that man proposes, God disposes. But now, you know, having worked in Radio Sai and having experienced what goes on, I feel man proposes, God disposes is just half the truth. The truth is God proposes and God disposes all the time. Because if you just take the example of the Miracle and Beyond series, which Prem also mentioned, Isha had done these illustrations painstakingly with so much of dedication and really deep love for Bhagwan as a volunteer to just be here and come up with such beautiful work. And you need someone really, really committed to the work to come up with such beautiful illustrations. And we've been thinking of starting this series for quite some time, you know, but it was just not happening. Mohan especially, who's worked behind the scenes for this series.
Mohan Dora.
Absolutely. I mean, someone who always likes to just be behind the curtain, but he's the one who really drives. He's the one who really was all the time pushing everyone, you know, for starting this series. Even all the website articles, you know, he's the one who would always be asking us to work, you know. What is coming up? What is coming up? Especially on the social media. He's the one who's all the time ensuring that something or the other is all the time, you know, happening on Radio Sai. So he also was very keen to have this series much before than, you know, November 6th. And this year, it's when I reflect now, it just happened that we celebrated Bhagwan's birthday in the studio on November 6th, Swami's lunar birthday. We had never before done a bhajan in the studio or in any manner celebrated that event. And this year, we somehow just happened. Arvind Sai suggested and we all wanted to do it. And we had a nice celebration. And at the end of it, we had Isha doing the aarti. It was such a precious moment for her.
And so well synchronized.
So well synchronized. And now when I think of it, maybe Swami wanted this to happen only on that day. You know, we've been trying to have this series for quite some time. But Swami wanted to time it for his birthday.
Exactly. And probably I should tell how long we've been trying to do it.
Yeah.
You know, because I was going back to my mails and seeing when did we start. The series was christened more than a year back.
Yes.
Right? Yes, yeah. I know.
Yeah. Because we had the conception so long back. But yes, it's not that, you know, I should tell our listeners, it's not that we took so long to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you might see it and say, why did it take so long? It was not that, as I mean, Isha will tell in the short conversation that she had with you. We started from scratch. We didn't know where we are going. And it was improving as we were doing it. And it just felt right to give it the time that it required to become what it is today. And I mean, as Mishu was saying, you know, Mohan was pushing at it. He was saying that, come, let's do it for Aradhana Mahotsavam last year. Then it became last year birthday. Then it became this year Aradhana and then Guru Purnima. But then, you know, such an arbitrary date. As we were saying, 6th of November. Because,
and only that day we realized is Bhagwan's
Tithi birthday.
Actually,
we had not planned that. That's what I feel. It's not man proposes. No, because that date also, we had no clue that it is Swami's birthday or anything. It just
that
off
is right.
The...
I mean,
the way the date was decided, as you were saying, Sister Isha was leaving in a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Mohan was on leave. Mohan was coming on the 5th of November.
Yes.
So he said, you know, we should release at least one episode before she leaves. She's worked for more than a year on it. And so we timed it in such a way that he comes back and then we release it and then she leaves.
And it happened to be Bhagwan's birthday.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So, and the interesting thing is, I should mention that even though, you know, we took quite some time to release this, it was not as if Isha was not working. You know, Isha was continuously working. So we had, like, she's already done so many episodes. And so she was the one, you know, she had like left it to Swami. Okay, Swami, whenever you want, but I'll continue to work. And that's how we have, even though she's going to the US now, we have every fortnight now we can release it, you know, for the next 3 months. So we have all the episodes ready. Yeah, and the other initiative that Prem also mentioned is that holding on to him. And we've received a few entries. But see, this is something that we really want the devotees, brothers and sisters everywhere to participate in. Because this is something, in some way, we need to sci-fi our lives. Technology has so much taken over us. But if we can ensure that we use technology so that Swami takes over us, I think that would be the befitting way to utilize the gift of technology. So we have the Wi-Fi. Let's use the Wi-Fi to sci-fi our lives is what I would think. In fact, let me just share this other response from a listener, which we received just 2 days ago. And this person, Professor Satya Gauri Shankar from the US, he says that, you know, sometime back he started listening to Radio Sai on his smartphone. And so he used to have this time as he's having breakfast. So he started this practice of listening to Bhagwan's discourses as he was having breakfast. And every time he said, you know, it was such an very intimate session with Bhagwan. Because every time, you know, one day Swami was very loving to him. One day Swami was very stern with him. One day Swami was giving him such esoteric truths. Whole day he has to think about it. And another day Swami was giving him just the practical message that he needed to tide over that day's problems. So, and he's now saying, you know, why didn't you guys come up with some modules called breakfast with Swami, lunch with Swami, dinner with Swami. You know, give us 4 minutes, 5 minute discourse. Just the amount of time that we need for breakfast, we'll listen to Bhagwan. You know, we will have Bhagwan. We'll sort of eat Bhagwan's message, you know, let Bhagwan's
consume
message go into
along
us.
Along with the food.
Yeah, so I feel that was something, that's what the whole idea of holding on to him is also that, you know, let's spend this entire time next 1 month just only thinking about him and some way use every little talent that he has gifted us to make some creative offering. So I'm using this opportunity today again to also ask the listeners to, you know, please shed any inhibitions about your talent. All talent is God's talent and all talent is beautiful. So whatever comes to your mind, however you want to express your love to Bhagwan, in the form of painting, in the form of a sketch, in the form of a song, in the form of a bhajan, in the form of a poem, a short story, anything that connects you to Swami, please put down and send us to h2h@radiosai.org.
Or if it's easier to remember, even listener at radiosai.org will
definitely.
Do. And you know, you were talking about God, here in Radio Sai, God proposes, God disposes. I just realized that on 25th of May, when we had a whole lot of you, all the RGs here in the studio, at that time, Prem had narrated an experience. Among many others, it was a long session. I think we went on for over 70 minutes with about 6-7 of you. And now, for whatever reason best known to Swami, that little clip about an experience of a listener who had written to us has acquired a life of its own and is going viral on social media. And suddenly we have had so many queries. When the interview aired, when the live session happened, a lot of people enjoyed it and they gave us good feedback. But that one particular query about a person who made a determination about where the authentic Sathya Sai mission was based on an answer he received from our answering booth program based on Swami's teachings, that has gone so popular and we are receiving such a tremendous response to it so many months later. That was aired on May 25th. So I really feel that here, and the way, you know, Mohan coming and Isha leaving, and then we pick a date to release this series, which happens to be Bhagwan's birthday.
Yes.
Then you realize that the entire scheduling here is done by a higher power.
Yes.
We're just playing our part like zombies and doing the best we can.
Yes.
And actually somebody else is pulling all the threads. Now, Prem and Bishu, for both of you, how has the response been so far to these three major initiatives that we have launched in connection with Baba's 92nd birthday?
I think I should also take this opportunity to share another very beautiful thing that Isha did is the lovely graphic that she came up for the 92nd birthday. You know, that was again something that came just completely on her own. You know, we didn't even ask her to do it. This was something that she felt like doing it. And
with the face of Bhagwan and Bhagwan, the child, and
In the 9 and the 2, yes.
Like they were connected by some kind of an umbilical cord.
Absolutely. So you have so many Sathya Sai centers and Sathya Sai groups and Sai Samitis using this as a logo. They like it so much. And that was, again, I felt such a beautiful sentiment and expressed in graphic. And so you have that logo signifying that eternal bond that we all have with Bhagwan. And that is also the theme of that holding on to him. So I think that is something, again, I felt is signifying what this 92nd birthday is all about, how we can relate to this event.
Right, and especially the response, as Bishu was saying, for that graphic was so tremendous. I mean, even us, you know, it just took one look for us to say, yes, this is what we, you know, we are going to use. I mean, and we've gone through the process of selecting logos in the previous years, you know, when you make 5-6 designs and we would go over them
and
again,
we debate
and,
over know, debate which over we all have our preferences.
Exactly. But this one was like, you looked at it and you knew that this is what we're looking for. And I mean, we are saying all this at the risk of appearing unprofessional, really, to say that we plan very less, and we, you know, happen spontaneously. But, you know, that's where Swami's, you know, presence really comes.
Yes.
Because the other series, you know, the Satya to Sai series, if I were to talk about the response to that, to even think of how that whole series came about, because we did that afternoon satsang, 25 episodes on Swami's life. We enjoyed it so much, and of course it was very, very well received by devotees for the simple reason that, you know, how can a story which we already know still interest us so much? And I mean, it's not the narration, it's not the way it was presented. It was just the story itself.
It had its own power.
Right? It really has, and we don't realize that sometimes we think that we know it's Swami's story, but when you hear it every time, you know, the story grows with you spiritually. As you grow, you find new insights in it. So when we did it in afternoon satsang, we enjoyed it. So after that, we were invited to the university to speak to the students about the same thing. We made a small presentation. Then we went to the Mudanalli campus, and there we made a small presentation of the whole thing. Then the PRO came and told, why didn't you do it for the public, you know, like a Sai Katha? So we said, okay, we'll do that in the satsang hall where we all otherwise give lectures. We said, okay, in the evening we will do that. And imagine that evening we are supposed to do the presentation. It is a 4-day presentation. And that morning or that afternoon, Sai Prakash comes and says, hey, why don't you just record it for the sake of, you know, a reference? You know, we can always go back to that and we have some reference. And so we decide to put a camera there and record it. And imagine we recorded it and that gets shelved. And suddenly we decide, okay, why not we release it for the viewers to see? It's after all recorded, and then we work on that. So that becomes a series, and that starts getting so much, I mean, it got such good response, and we were so happy that, you know, after all, it is Swami's story, and the ability, even now, I think it's 3 years back that series was released. I think they play it even now in the hostels, because there are a lot of new students coming who don't have any idea about Swami's life. Nothing can give more joy than that. And that's why the second season of Satya to Sai is a little more structured, because of the response the first one got.
Mm.
And so that's the one which is going in for just probably a promo for what is the episode being released tomorrow. You know, we've seen Swami in different colored robes, different material of robes. And of course, in the earlier years, Swami was not even wearing a robe. He was wearing that kurta and dhoti. So the next episode is about how this robe of Swami, you know, evolved over a period of time. So it's so very beautiful for us to go back and read all those things, and it's even more heartening to be able to share. And yeah, it's a birthday series, and it makes it even more special, isn't it?
Truly. And so much learning for everybody in the process.
Absolutely.
Even though, as Prem said, we may look unprofessional, but I feel that if you have a pure thought,
yeah,
if you have a noble idea, if you have a good intention, then you don't have to worry about anything else. Because that purity carries you through. Because once it is really pure, then, you know, God takes it through.
And He endows you with whatever skill set you need. You're not even conscious of it.
Yes.
Right. And you don't think of achieving two big things.
Yeah. You know,
any of these, even the Miracles and Beyond series. I mean, we did not think that it's going to be so grand, we're going to do something. We just wanted to share a story. You know, that's all it is. Like, it was Isha's idea who said that, you know, we should not stop with miracles. There is something which happens after the miracle is, and that's the real miracle. And can we convey that? So it was all about, we want to tell the story which touched us. We want to tell. But, you know, as Isha was saying, it's just that thought. But Swami makes it big. Swami brings the inputs which need to come. And especially that series, it's taken so long that, you know, we've spoken so much about it. Should we have a narration? Should we have it like a drama with different characters? Or should it be like a slideshow? Then, of course, Himanta came in and, you know, it got a new life of its own, because it was meant to be only from a comic strip. It was supposed to be a comic strip, then to a video, from that video to an animation.
Yeah.
And then we had the fortune of having the inputs of somebody like Mr. Lenin, you know, and he is...
He's a doyen of the industry.
For people who don't know, he's a legend in the field of editing when it comes to filmmaking. He's a really, really big person, professionally and, of course, spiritually. We've met him. He's a very sweet person.
And Baba's devotee.
Exactly. Swami's devotee. And he looked at the episodes. He gave his inputs. And, I mean, at the end of the day, none of the things which we do is perfect. But, you know, Swami has his own plan. Swami says that I want it to be at least of this shape before it reaches out to my devotees. Probably he is giving us that time.
Thank God for the quality control from Swami.
Absolutely. And of course, it can be better. It can definitely be
always,
better.
So always.
We are open to the suggestions from
our
all
listeners.
Our listeners and viewers.
Yes. Well, thank you for that. And dear listeners, you know, this series keeps coming up in the conversation, Miracles and Beyond. And a lot of amazing work, as you heard, has been done by many people, especially by Isha, by Brother Himanta and Brother Mohandora. So I'm very happy that Himanta is here to tell us a little bit more about it. Sairam, Brother Himanta.
Sairam, Didi.
It's so good to have you on the show. Tell me, how did you and Isha plan the use of multimedia to bring alive this series? And I will wait till your mic issue is sorted. Yeah, go ahead.
Sairam, Didi.
Sairam, how did you plan with Isha to bring it alive?
It was Isha and Mohan, both of who had planned with this episodes. And they just approached saying, Himanta, what the best can you do with these illustrations? And I was quite perplexed, like, yeah, we can just have a slideshow. That's all. So Mohandara just reminded me quickly, like, Himanta, can you are, because you're a little bit specialized in this compositing softwares like Adobe's After Effects and all that. So can you do something about it? I told, yeah, but the kind of format Isha has sketched it on doesn't look like it'll be one day's work or one man's work. It is going to take definitely a couple of months maybe if I start with. And I need really a lot of help in this from you guys. So you should be definitely trying to pitch in your efforts so that I will also have a backup of doing what I do. So both of us, I mean all three of us sat and just decided upon it. And we knew that we are going to start this episode. What is going to happen, we have no idea. We just knew we had to pitch the ball. So we started the work. And the best part of it is, like, when you start cooking for the first time, whether that right recipe comes into your mouth is not the secondary thing, but the smell itself is, you know, makes you feel, oh wow, that's great. So the first time when I started making some 3D illustrations, it really made me feel, wow, I know, I've like just grown up out of the thing and I'm seeing the world for the first time. The light is so warm, so life is so good. So I started making more and more every day, every moment. The moment I make some changes and I go back and sleep, by morning I'll be having fresh ideas. I know that
okay.
Swami is giving me inputs on and on and on, and it continued. The book opening scene was never there before. It was just our casual talk. Like when Mohan and myself were discussing, we said, "Arey, book open hota to kitna acha hota."
And it's such a nice effect.
And then I thought, why not? Let's give it a try.
Mm.
And we started working on this, and this just happened.
And there are poles, and there's a feather, very nice special effects.
So we started going by the aesthetic, like when the book closes, so the pulse with the air, they will just move out with it. And slowly we thought, why not the feather comes in and falls? I told, I can just do a little bit of feathering, but I have no professionalism in this. But then he said, like, chalo yaar, Swami ke liye kar rahe hain, let's do something. I told, why not? Let's give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me, because I have to start fresh on this, making a feather, it took me at least 10 days or 12 days to make the feather.
Wow.
And then with the aesthetic of weight, has to float in the air, the viscosity of it, and then it sits on the book. So all that was made without any color, no texture, nothing. It is all technically like so much for me to understand also. But only thing, I knew the jargons of it, so I thought, I just started working. Later, Isha came up with this idea saying, Himanta, it's touch of transformation. So why not this feather transforms to a peacock feather? I told, see, this much I have done, that's way beyond my limit.
Now you're getting ambitious.
You're getting ambitious, so don't do that. Because I have to sit on it, and I don't know what I can think of beyond. But she said, see, this is such a nice idea, why don't you do it? Then I said, okay, why not do it? Let's do it. And I looked at the whole project, the happening, at even beyond the perspective where I just thought, okay, what will happen? The feather has to just come, sit on that. I mean, when it sits on it, it just transforms. That's all right. That's all I have to make. So that made my thinking process so simple and easy that it's like you're thinking at a different perspective, not at a complex situation that, oh, I have to create this, I have to do that. Swami will make things happen, and that's how it works. And this just happened. I told her, I don't promise you anything, but I'm sure something will happen and we'll give it a try. I told that evening, and the next morning I was ready with it.
Hmm.
Because that whole afternoon, that day I started doing my research, and it was like maximum of 8 hours I could finish it off. And I was very excited to show these people. So I early morning at around 7 o'clock, that I doubt even a couple of us would have had got up. But then I woke up Mohandar and I told Mohan, I have to show you something, come down to studio. And I rushed him up and I showed him this. He was so happy. So then it was such inspiring for us from that, yeah, something is ready. And this was 8 months back. This all happened 8 months back. So then this illustration work started, and day and night we started working, but with losing hopes, because we knew it's not going to be a success, so let's not pitch this at all, because we know it's a grand failure. So we happily were doing something, and finally when Lenin sir had come and seen this, that is where the first drop, first ray of hope, I could see it again, because he saw the work and he said, you people have done such amazing job, why do you want to even do outsource such works? You have in-house talents, use it. So that's when the ray of hope was for all of us, when Lenin sir...
His endorsement is important.
Yes, very important. So, and he did that. So from then on, we started brushing it more, getting it more to a fine-tuned situations. And there was a time when we were ready to go. And we knew, and then that Isha and Mohan were asking, when do we launch it and all. I told, Mohan was quite perplexed. He said, maybe after birthday we can do that. I told, see, we keep postponing stuff and it never happens. So let's do one thing. Let's just release it. Whatever happens, whatever be the comments, no problem. The comments will actually push us up rather than, drop us down. So he was like, are you sure? I told, just go for it. I'll do my best. And I was on and on praying, Swami, I need your support. I know you're supporting me, just that I'm not aware of it. So can you make me that awareness? Can you get me that feel? And what happened was, after I have done with this project, I was totally saturated working on this whole project. And meanwhile, Isha, and the best part of Isha and Mohan was, after Isha has finished with her illustrations, both of them are sitting next to me and watching me doing it. I know it's like I am working on it, so there is some action happening, but there is no action happening from their end. They are just sitting like that and watching at me. I thought you would get bored, but they were like, I know, Imanta, it's just not easy to appreciate the end of the day and having clapped for it, but there's way more things that is happening and we are aware of it. So a lot of hard work was going on behind it, and end of the day we just had a thought, before Isha leaves, we have to launch it. That's all. And that was my promise to Isha, that we should do it, because it is going to happen. How? I have no idea. What is a platform also, I have no idea. Let's just keep doing it. I know Swami wants it to happen. It will happen. Because every time we did something, there was some good inputs coming, and people gave us lots of help provided, and it just started happening.
So total, how much time did it take you?
It was more than a year, say it.
Wow.
and yeah, there were a couple of nights, around at 4 o'clock in the morning, I was trying to give the finishing touch. Even then, I was not feeling it good, because every time it's getting better, the satisfaction is lost. So,
So you were always aiming higher.
aiming higher.
Then how did you both decide? How did you determine which parts you would do and which parts Isha was taking care of?
Because Isha already has given the illustrations, saying, this is it. I know these softwares and I know this much I can do. What is your role and how much can you pitch in? So I said, because I'm aware of compositing, editing and 3D graphics, all this, so I can just do what I can best. So started feeling the aesthetic. If Swami is looking at this project, how would he like to have it?
That's a nice way to
For every scene that we created, every time we made, for the suspense, we had something suspense music to that, and also the colors to make sure that it's suspense or beautiful, means rich colors, giving some beauty to the scene. So every time it was in the perspective, how would Swami look at it?
Nice.
What if Swami would say, I would love to see this, but it could be better.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the question we were putting it to Swami all the time. And the response was, could be better, could be better, could be better. And that's how we started working on all the scenes. And that's how it came out to be.
And just come out like with God's grace and help in such a masterpiece. So much learning for you throughout this period, right?
Yeah.
What has this experience taught you?
Definitely, it's one thing which is like, Swami, it is only you who has to drive us. And there is no question of, there should not be any question of ego, because the moment you let the ego in,
yes,
I will move out. And definitely, I've got a lot of ego in this, because I have done it, I have done it. So right way, I have also got so much of feedback on the works. Himanta, can be better. So when people say can be better, then like, oh, I thought I've just done the best of the animation so far. Even the Hollywood will not match me.
Nice thought. Okay.
But
let's not get carried away.
Yes. But end of the day, when you give yourself a break from the saturated amount of work you have done,
yeah,
you move out, take a break of few days, come back and watch it, you'll definitely find there's a glitch.
Hmm.
So that made me say, you have just come out of the cocoon, you saw the fresh air, you see the warmth light, doesn't mean that you can fly. You still need to take the courage to take a huge leap from here.
Hmm.
So hoping Swami will give me this opportunity more and more to bring his experiences to us, his messages to us in a better format, the best of the capacities, but his strength is, I mean, he is our driving force, that's it.
Hmm. That's very true. Thank you, Himanta. Prem and Bishu, final thoughts?
Well, I mean, as we were saying, the whole idea is, you know, be it the birthday season or any other season, it is like, you know, how much time can you give to Swami in your thoughts, in your life? Because as we always say on this program on many, many times, you know, you can give anything to Swami. You can give a gift, you can give your money, you can give anything else, but to the person you give time, you're giving your life. And that is the opportunity Swami has given. Of course, we can't tell how much grateful we are to Swami, because he's given that in a completely different magnitude altogether.
Yes.
To be able to give so much time to Swami. But the role that we have to play is, through the time we give to Swami, how can we make others also get involved in that and give their time to Swami? And I think that's been the endeavor in all that we do. Are we able to make people relate to Swami? That's the only prayer, that's the only submission that we make to Swami, that it should happen.
Nice thought. Vishu?
I thought I'll just also take this opportunity to share two, three other things.
Please do.
You know, we had these Hindi programs in Radio Sai, just like we have our regional language programs in Tamil and Kannada coming from the states of Tamil Nadu and Karnataka. We used to have the Hindi programs, and we had stopped it some time ago, but now there is so much of enthusiasm from the devotees, especially from Madhya Pradesh, and now they want to definitely take it up. So we are praying to Bhagwan, so possibly on that birthday week we'll start this 1 hour of Hindi programs, maybe on a Tuesday, and we will have the devotees from the states of West Bengal, from Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh, and from the North Indian states, slowly contributing. And we are praying to Swami that, you know, eventually, just like we have the Telugu stream, we will also have the Hindi stream, because...
Oh, amen to that.
Yes, because I think that is really...
The much needed.
Much needed, because you have large section of Indian population who would benefit from any programs in Hindi. So if there are any volunteers who would want to contribute towards the production of Hindi programs, I think they are most welcome. We are looking for people who can help us with this, so that, you know, we can take Swami's message to a much wider section of society. And the The other little thing that has also happened, if people who have been listening to Radio Sai would have noticed, that we have had new signature tunes, you know, for all the Thursday live programs. So there is, Anirudh is actually, he was not mentioned all through in this conversation, but he was the one who was, you know, who has also done a lot in terms of music and recording,
because,
the narration and everything
did,
for all. You know, anything that you produce which has an element of music,
yes.
Now Anirudh does his best. And for all these subsequent episodes of Miracles and Beyond, he's going to produce the music. And it is, again, his initiative to have a complete musical makeover of Radio Sai, and that's how in the last 2-3 weeks you have heard new signature tunes for all the Thursday live programs. But I think as we approach the birthday, we will have new signature tunes for all the programs, not only the Thursday live programs. And you will find that Radio Sai sounds more and more fresh musically as the birthday approaches. So that is something, also a little initiative, but again, which was not planned. It is just someone's inspiration, someone's deep love for Bhagwan expressing in the form of creating something musically beautiful for Swami.
And probably one more thing, just to add, I'm sorry to cut to Bishu, we should mention we are actually speaking of a very, very small part of what is happening, because it's a website team.
Yeah.
Of course, we've not mentioned about what is happening in the archives.
Yes.
Most of the boys are giving so many hours to
But we're just saving it for the right date.
Absolutely.
Right. Actually, the listeners should not think that this is the only thing happening. This is the only thing we're talking about today.
Talking
as you're saying, there's a different occasion for that, and we'll talk about that.
And at the right time. So, dear listeners, we have very big and happy news to share with you regarding the Sri Satya Sai archive. I only play the promo on the show to tell you to contribute towards it. But that big news, in Swami's own time, it's only a matter of few days. So we'll just save it for another occasion when it's appropriate to break it and share it further.
And of course, the buzz this year is about the Veda conference.
It's a big time.
You have, at least till now, I guess some 7,000 people have registered. We don't know how many more are going to turn up. And it's going to be a never before happened event in Prashanthi Nilayam, even though Vedam chanting is a part of the Prashanthi.
And I don't know anywhere in the world if 7,000 people have practiced for so long to come together and chant together. This is epic.
Yes. Yeah. So I think that is something really interesting. And as always, people can watch the programs on Radio Sai. But we have also, just recently, I thought I should take this opportunity to mention that we recorded a very beautiful panel discussion with Vednarayan sir.
Day before yesterday.
With Shiv Shankar Sai sir. Because they are the ones there right when Swami started this whole process of getting students into the Vedic movement, you know, from the, after the Veda Pathshala happened in the 60s, and after the, when the colleges started in the 70s. So how Swami got boys involved into this, very, very sweet moments, very interesting and very touching moments. And it only shows Swami's deep passion for this, you know.
Well, that was one of the vows of the avatar.
Yes, yes. So you can listen to the first part of this conversation today on Outside Inside, which is now from this month. We are going to have this Outside Inside, Deep Inside episodes from 11:30 to 12:30 every Thursday.
In the daytime?
In the daytime,
okay.
Yeah, 11:30 to 12:30. The answering booth now goes to the evening slot of 7:30 to 8:30. And Professor Venkatraman will be there for the Vahini Satsang as usual at 8:30 to 9:30. So today we are having the first part of the conversation with these stalwarts.
And I urge all our listeners to stay tuned to Radio Sai, because I think you will really enjoy that discussion very much. So much happening. Isn't it such joy to be part of this big yagna of goodwill and gestures that are meant to salvage humanity, save our planet, improve everything, the level of consciousness around us, the level of thoughts around us. Everything that Swami has initiated is so positive and edifying, and we are all a part of it. Feel so grateful, don't you?
Absolutely.
No, it just reminds, when we were students, we could see Swami becoming visibly excited when the birthday season comes.
Yes.
Yeah.
We would see that enthusiasm building on Swami, and he would spend more time in the portico. the distribution of clothes
would
start.
Giving, giving and giving.
Yeah, every day Swami would walk in with a bag in, you know, behind him. You won't know who it is for.
Yeah.
Yes. He would just randomly walk up.
One day it would be students, one day ladies, yeah, one day sari, safari suits.
Yes. Exactly, and suddenly we will get all goodies for the kids, you know. We would get watches or water bottles, you know, whatnot. But you could see that enthusiasm building. And, I mean, as you're saying, when we walk around now and when we see that enthusiasm, I think that's how we feel Swami, right? We knew that this was how, you know, Swami made us feel special when we were around Swami for his birthday.
Yes.
And that warm, fuzzy feeling, you can't miss it in the ashram when, at this point of time. And I think that warm, fuzzy feeling for me is Swami.
Yes.
Smiling in my heart.
The every gram of giving improves the charm of living.
Oh, that is spoken like the wise Vishu.
That is what is Swami, I think. You know?
Yes, he has
demonstrated and told us how to improve the charm of living.
Yes, truly. It's so joyful. Just the being, you know, I'm sure there are many things that give people a lot of joy for, but somehow I think no joy can match the joy of being part of the divine mission.
Absolutely.
And to contribute. And you know what is most fascinating, dear listeners, is that neither Himanta nor I very much respect my colleagues. Neither Himanta nor Bishu nor Prem have any professional training in the work that they do. They've all studied something. Somebody studied chemistry, somebody management, somebody something else, and yet the output that comes out of this team is such good quality. And I think the one reason for that is that we all know that Swami works through us, and he's doing his work. He's teaching us. He's guiding our hands, putting thoughts in our mind, giving us afterthoughts to improve something. And as long as, I guess, we remain open to receiving and remembering who the real doer is around here, I think we will all continue to benefit from being his instruments. Himanta, you had a thought?
Yeah, just wanted to convey my heartfelt gratitude to all the team members, to everyone, each and everyone, because whether be it a person who has not contributed to the happening of any movement or any like new project coming up, but the way they come up and they say wow, or they say can be better, that input, that's so good, because it helps us do whatever we can with, but it will be the best, because what we ultimately look forward and just live is to get a smile on Swami's face. Mm-hmm. That's been the common quote for all the students, community and everyone, I guess. So three cheers to all.
And prayer to Swami that whatever is being attempted brings a smile to a divine smile on his face. That makes it all so worthwhile. Well, thank you so much, Himanta, Bishu and Prem. And dear listeners, now I'm happy you heard Isha's name recurringly in this conversation. And right now, Isha Narayanan Batra is traveling on a very long flight to the United States. So just 2 days ago, we recorded a very quick conversation about her experience as the illustrator of the series Miracles and Beyond. And I'm happy to play it for you. So have a listen, please. Now, one of the 92nd birthday specials that has really caught on with the very first episode is this new series that has been offered at Bhagwan's Lotus Feet by Team Radio Sai and is called Miracles and Beyond. And one of my young colleagues has been closely involved with it because she has done those very picturesque and interesting and captivating illustrations for it. So, Isha Narayanan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, ma'am.
Tell us, how did this all begin? How did your involvement and the unfolding of this series?
Well, there was no... We didn't sit and think about the series like very seriously. I mean, the ideas just kept coming. I would say I was in a completely blank state of mind. It was like a clean slate.
Great.
Yeah, I just felt that we needed to talk about the idea of transformation, which is really dear to my heart, because I personally went through transformation, I feel, at some point in my life, because I was a very different person, and when Swami entered my life completely changed. So the idea of transformation is really dear to my heart. So somewhere in my heart I knew if at all I want to talk about Swami, it should be about transformation.
And that's why it's very aptly named.
Yeah, Miracles and Beyond.
Beyond.
Because a lot of time what happens is we get carried away by the miracles that are happening.
Because they have the wow factor, spiritual entertainment.
Exactly. What we miss is the what is happening after that. And in many lives, drastic changes have occurred. And not only the transformation has not only happened to these particular people, but many others. There are people who got transformed and ended up transforming entire villages. You know, it's like a ripple effect.
So, yeah. Okay, I hear you that you didn't need to overthink. It just,
not at all.
As it came.
The beginning was just the idea of transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And then we...
How did you select the stories?
Oh, that was a lot of hard work, actually. My colleagues, primarily. My brother Prem sat and gave a lot of good stories. And Brother Bishu, he... Both of them were involved in selecting the stories, and we wanted, miracles, not just miracles, but what has happened after that. So
the after effect of the miracle.
So complete good, we needed like 5-6 minutes of storytelling. So
and your part was to illustrate these.
Yeah.
What software did you use, Isha?
Adobe Photoshop and Illustrator, both. And I had no idea initially what I was doing.
But this is a multimedia thing because I see Himanta has put in a lot of special effects.
Yeah, Himanta is the guy who worked on the VFX. And I think he did a very good job. It's because of, I think 60 to 70%, it's because of that the videos look
very realistic.
Nice. Yeah,
and
quite nice. There's not, we are not animators as such. So we have limited skill set, I would say. It's not complete animation, if you see. So we try to, whatever little knowledge we have with that, what best can we produce?
How many episodes?
6.
Uh-huh.
The first part is 6. And if we plan to make the second part, there'll be 6 more.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on how it's received.
How long? It's very well received. I can tell that from the response from our listeners and viewers.
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take you to work on these 6 episodes?
It took a really long time, actually. Each story took about 1.5 months.
Wow.
Sometimes 2 months also.
And then when you had to draw these illustrations, did you go back to real life pictures to draw your inspiration and attention to detail?
Yes. So, initially, I was not doing it, but I realized, I told you I started like a blank slate.
Hmm.
So every day was just a learning experience. I had no idea about the softwares also. Illustrator, I had no idea about it. Photoshop, no idea. So within 1.5 months, something, I don't know, all that came to me. It just seemed like it's coming to me. Work improved over time. After 4 months, the quality of work was absolutely something else. And I'm really telling you, I have no idea how that happened. No idea.
You were possessed by the muses who were working through you?
Possibly. I personally believe Swami's grace entirely. Because when you start with nothing and you end up doing something which looks fairly decent, you get amazed yourself. How did this happen, you know?
You're the most surprised girl at the end of it.
Yeah, I am. There are stories which I have done in a very off mood also. You know, it's like a sadhana. You know, you are feeling tremendously upset about some things.
Not related to the story, though.
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
And at that moment, I told Swami, "This is it. I'm not able to do it. My back is breaking. My neck is breaking. I cannot continue. I just can't do it." And yet, I don't know what forced me to come back to studio every day to continue. Every day I would come back and I would see that the stories are just getting made. The first story is actually done like that. I have no idea who completed it. I'm not exaggerating. This is something I can swear on Swami.
Hmm.
No idea how that happened. Because I had really emotionally, physically... Spiritually, I was just going down. And I told Swami, "You take over now. I just cannot do it." And that's when the work quality improved from there. You can see. You can actually see the difference.
So that surrender is when the light just, I guess, starts working through you.
That's what it is, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very nice. How has, now that Isha, you're moving on in life to bigger, better things, we hope you will stay connected with us and continue to contribute long distance.
That will be my privilege. I mean, that's my prayer. I always tell Swami, whatever happens in life, this association should not come to an end. That's my only prayer, actually.
We just wanted to get it recorded on radio, so we can hold it against you at all times. Very good. It's been nice talking to you, and thank you so much, Isha.
You're welcome, ma'am.
And have a safe trip to wherever you're bound, and best wishes for the future.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome back to Morning Glory. You just heard my interview with Isha Narayanan Batra that I recorded 2 days ago, because Isha is traveling as we speak right now. And she's one more person who contributed very substantially to this series of Miracles and Beyond. And as you can hear from all of them, the collective verdict is nobody knows how it happened, because the real doer was somebody else. We just played our parts. I didn't play any part. I mean, I'm speaking for my colleagues. They just played their parts, and they were open to receiving Swami's grace, and he did the miracle and whatever is beyond that, all his doing. So his signature is all over the series, and we really hope you will enjoy all the little offerings of love that are being placed at the lotus feet by Team Radio Sai on this auspicious occasion of Bhagwan's 92nd birthday. How lucky are we to be alive in this age and to be celebrating this momentous occasion, which is such an important date in the story of the Purna Avatar, our beloved Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. With that, dear listeners, I urge you to share your feedback about today's conversation on Morning Glory with Isha, Himanta, Prem and Bishu, as well as on the series that are being offered, Holding On to Him, or the new music that Anirudh has created, the signature tunes, or Miracles and Beyond, Satya to Sai. We love to hear from you and know how we can improve ourselves further, and really participate in keeping ourselves and all of you engaged in thought with Swami through this sacred month of his birthday, followed by the divine birthday of Jesus. November and December are absolute heaven in Parthi, and you know, I'm one very happy Parthi resident to be here at in the sacred holy valley of Prashanthi Nilayam during this time. With that, I thank you for your company, and I'm going to leave you with the wonderful, very engaging part 2 of Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories with Mr. Siddharth Bhatt. He's in conversation with my colleague Mr. Bishu Prushti, and we look forward to your feedback to this episode of Morning Glory and Fleeting Moments at listener@radiosai.org. Please do share your comments, thoughts and suggestions about any Radio Sai programs at listener@radiosai.org. And as Bishu requested, if you can contribute towards our Hindi programming that we hope to increase, and if you have experience in broadcast journalism in Hindi, aap hamare saath sampark kijiye, aur please humme apna bio data bhejiye, listener@radiosai.org hamara email address hai. With that, over to Brother Siddharth and Brother Bishu, and till I meet you next Thursday, please be well. Please keep smiling, because we are all living in the beautiful times when the Avatar's 92nd birthday is just approaching and Akhand Bhajan is around the corner. Life is really good, and all our cares belong to Swami. So let's be joyful and let's celebrate our good fortune. With that, I take your leave, and I wish you a Sai Sam awesome day ahead. Jai Sai Ram.
So with that admission result, 5th of June, I was to join, 5th of June 1995 was the date of joining, reporting to the school. And I was extremely over-enthusiastic, as I had mentioned. So moment I got the letter, confirmation letter that I have got selected, you know, my dreams went wild, and I said I would like to attend Thai session, even before I formally joined school. So
Swami was in Vrindavan.
Swami was in Vrindavan. This was end of May. So 30th May, I land in Vrindavan. And I straight away head for the Thai session on the basis of the letter. So while everybody has an I card, I was having a letter. So like people are wondering, what kind of letter is this? So they all looked, okay, there's a confirmation of admission. So with double thought, they was thinking whether should they permit, and finally said, okay, these are 11th standard kids, 15 year old, you go and sit. So me and there's one more, one more student, both of us went through the letter. We used the letter to enter in. So we got through. sat for 5 3 sessions I attended, and it was
wow.
wonderful. Means before even I actually officially joined, I had attended through 4 5 3 sessions.
You got actually what you wanted.
Yeah, I mean, my goal was very clear. I want to be with Swami. I don't care about whether admission was a means to achieve that end.
Yes.
So I got those 4 5 3 sessions, and 4th June I returned back to Parthi, because 5th June was a reporting, and we have a house now in Parthi, but in those days it was not. So we had booked a room inside.
So 3 sessions were fantastic.
You
were really seeing Swami so close.
Yeah, so close.
First time
like
in your life.
First time your Swami sitting on a jhula and everybody's having a hearty laugh, and Swami was sharing a lot of wonderful experiences about his childhood, and so those
See, you already got a taste of what it is to be a student, you know, even before you actually got the I-card and you joined the hostel.
So
Swami already gave you a glimpse of that.
Absolutely.
What is to come.
So one learning I can you know, when in hindsight when I see this, is if you're desperately interested in Swami, Swami will walk in your life.
He's even more desperate than you, actually.
Yeah.
To take you.
Take you. So in other words, he only instills the desire to be there. And that is how the building blocks happen. And then...
And see, that is Swami's desperation, actually, to allow you to become his eye student even before you're getting ID card. Even before the hostel and the school accepted you as his eye student, Bhagwan has already accepted you.
Absolutely.
That is how desperate he wants to bless you with
recitation. That's a new dimension I think I have not thought about. But that's probably, before even you become, maybe I can...
Yeah, because you're already Swami student. Even before you became a Sathya Sai school student.
That's a very new, very heartwarming way of explaining, because Swami used to always tell us that either you are an institute student or you are a Sai student.
Yes.
So we used to wonder what is institute student, and then Swami used to differentiate saying that institute students come for studies, but Sai students come for Swami.
You passed Swami's test, you know. I mean, you just doing Om Sai Ram... It will not always work. I think if someone goes, repeats that experience, thinking that, you know, I will do this, it may not work.
It may not work.
Because it all depends on our individual connection with Swami. How much grace flows to each individual depends on how deep is your connect with Swami. You know, how deep is your faith, and how intense is your surrender. So you had passed Swami's test. So he wanted to, you know, bless you first. So, you know, he welcomed you. You first became Sai student, and then you became a Sathya Sai school student.
You know, absolutely. Mm. So it is his grace, and that is how he puts you in. And obviously the saga began, because 4th of June I came back in Parthi, 5th morning I was to join, and we had taken a room inside ashram. And at 4 a.m. in the morning on 5th of June, my mom woke me up. So she said, get ready, you need to report. I said, it's 4 a.m. in the morning. Which college or school will open at 4 a.m.? Then she narrated me. She said, just now I got a dream and Swami walked into this room. He knocked the door, so I opened, and then my mom opened, and Swami walked in. And Swami asked, where is Siddharth? And then my mom said, he's getting ready, he's having a bath. So Swami walks in and then immediately knocks the door of the bathroom. And I'm in towel, so I open up. I open the door, and then I'm looking at Swami, and I'm shocked to see Swami inside my room. And then Swami says, how much time you will take? I've been waiting for you.
Oh.
So these are the dream in his own words. I'm waiting for you. You're taking a lot of time. Get ready for that first and quickly join the school. So that is the indication he gave, and you know, Swami used to walk very fast in those days. So immediately in the dream also, it reflects. So Swami walked immediately out, and then my mom woke up from the dream, and she said, this is what happened. So it's better you get ready early. It doesn't matter whether school opens whatever time, but let us be on time. So that is a confirmation. I'm sharing this
again,
is
Swami saying, I am waiting.
I am waiting. So, and I'm waiting, and how much time
you
will take.
That you are waiting to... So, getting to become a student, but Swami is waiting
even
he has been waiting, you know, for God knows how many years.
So, yeah, God knows how many years or how many janmas, I don't know.
Yes.
But this is how His grace is. And He instills a desire. He makes you go through. Then He tests you whether you really prepare yourself.
Mm.
And finally, He makes you surrender. He goes through that Om Sai Ram, the clicking at that time.
Yes.
See, all these things are not human.
That it clicked.
At that time.
For you to tick. Yeah.
So, it clicking at that time and getting through, getting the results and allowing me to attend 3 sessions and giving this dream. It was a complete package of His grace.
Mm.
So, in hindsight, when I look, you know, it just looks like a dream. It really had happened. It happened that way. So, that is how my entry into, you know, my dream world of becoming
Sai. It's an orange carpet entry into the Sri Sathya Sai Higher Secondary School, into becoming a Sai student.
Wow. So, but then that's one lesson which always I learned from this entire episode was you need to be really, really interested in Swami.
Yes.
Unless we are really interested, it will not work.
Yes.
And he waits. That is the first step. He yes. always says that yes. take one step and I'll take 10.
Yes.
So the first step is how really desperate we are.
Yes.
For Swami. The more yes. desperate we are, the more he'll run to pick us up. He's Swami, just waiting for us.
Yes. Swami gives that stages of a devotee. Salokyam. Samipyam. Sayujyam. So basically first you have to be interested to step into the kingdom of God. Then you get proximity with the divine, samipyam. Then you have sarupyam. Then you imbibe the qualities of the divine in you. And then finally you have sayujyam, where you become one with the divine. Him. So, I mean, when I look at your journey of life, it was that, you know, you had that intensity to become a Sai student. So you want to step into the kingdom of God. So that was Salokyam. So now let's move into Samipyam. How you experience now the proximity
then,
of God.
Then yeah. as I mentioned earlier, the garage opened.
Yes.
And the car is inside. And then
so a lot of repair also happens.
A lot of repair, new accessories are added. Yes. So the new accessory was this, what we started with, the yes. public speaking. Because yes. if he wants us to be
yes.
leaders,
yes.
we need to communicate very well with the masses, which I was completely scared of. So there's a change of life through that episode, and which on 13 July, which we started with.
Yes.
So public speaking was something which he added an accessory. I had no talent. One may say it was a hidden talent. No, I don't yes. know. Hidden is under his control. But yes. he was a person who actually brought that out and got that thing in place at a very early stage. So, because I got chance to speak once again in Kulwanthal before I passed out.
Wow.
Where I narrated all these episodes there in front of Swami. So, but then this is, so now this journey begins. Once I entered the 11th standard. And I was observing. So 11th standard or 1995-96 was a year of observation of what's happening. It's a new world and how Swami kind of talks to people. How, you know, boys actually approach Swami. So all that was a learning experience by observation. So I was going through all that. And towards the fag end of 11th. And now, as you know, by that time, you know how desperate I am, how impatient I am as a person. Okay, now he has completely silenced me. But in those years, it was... So first test or first lesson which he wanted to impart was patience. So how he teaches now, I'll explain to you. End of 11th standard, okay, I was carrying camera. So camera is something which boys love to carry, not because to click, but you get chance to be in front. So, you know, everything in Parthi, as you know, everything is an excuse to be close to him.
Close to someone.
Whatever it takes. Public speaking,
so
camera,
if you have
whatever.
A camera, you can get a chit.
Yeah, you can get a chit. You can leave early from the hostel and sit in the front. So the entire, he was the center of our life. So whatever it takes. So I said I was carrying the camera. It was a toy camera. It had nothing special in it, but it was an excuse to be there. So I was carrying it and I was sitting in the third block, where still the boys sit. And Swami came with a big basket, asking that who has the camera. See, the basket was having all camera rolls. In those days, there was no digital camera.
Okay, yeah. This is conventional camera.
Yeah, conventional with the 36 photographs maximum you can click.
Yeah.
So those camera rolls was there. And Swami asked, who has the camera? So most of us, I was having the camera in my hand, so I raised my hand. A lot of boys raised and practically everybody got the camera roll except me. So somehow
so many who didn't have cameras also.
Yeah, who didn't have cameras also they got. So that, you know, ignorant mind, it hurt me. This is not fair. Swami doesn't know. Swami, why you are impartial and all that. Your mind is a mad monkey. It keeps thinking this. So then one of the senior lecturers was sitting next to me. He felt bad about me that, you know, you didn't guess. He said, do one thing. There's so many boys, obviously. And Swami's hand cannot reach everywhere. So he has to throw and then you are sitting so far off. Do one thing. He is now moving to the inner portico. So why don't you go and sit there? Probably you'll get chance. So I said, that's a good idea. So I ran behind through the third block and went and sat in the inner portico. So Swami again was asking there who has camera and he was throwing the camera roll to all. I missed the opportunity. I didn't get. So then Swami moved to bhajan hall. So I was just following him. So I moved there from behind the backside door into bhajan hall.
You went to bhajan hall?
Bhajan hall. So there I went. There also he threw everywhere and I didn't get through. So and then Swami went to the inner room. So that was the end of the story there. And I was deeply hurt. I said, this is not done. Now when you ask me, you know, it looks like kiddish. Because
I can imagine as a schoolboy how dejected
felt there. So it is a simple camera roll, but today
but
we...
Why should you be left out?
Yeah, so when I'm having a camera, so I'm a legitimate person to receive and I don't get. So I wrote a letter to him and throwing all my anger on him. This is not fair. You didn't see me. You are God. When we are used to writing. So I wrote all that and I sent it. And this is end of 11th standard and I forgot about it.
Like you posted it?
I posted it. So I sent through the courier and then it went. And I obviously you would have read it and I had forgotten about it. We forget, Swami doesn't forget. So that's the difference between man and God. So I forgot about it. And then holidays came, April, May, went home, came to Mumbai, spent some time with family. And then first week of June, we reported back for 12th standard. So I was now moving to 12th standard. So when I moved in, I came and joined, I had forgotten my camera. Okay. I had left it at home and I actually forgot to carry it. 7th of June, 1996, Swami came from Brindavan to Parthi. And 9th of June, he called for a Purnachandra session.
Okay.
So, where, you know, all the boys are sitting.
Only the private session with
boys.
Yeah,
private session with boys. And so, around 600, 700 boys then. And normally what happens, Swami gives a discourse and we have little snacks.
Yes.
And it's a nice, like a mini picnic session kind of. So, that session was going on. And then after the discourse, everything got over. And Swami called upon to get again another huge basket. So this time basket was brought in and again there was camera roll.
Oh.
So I was again sitting way behind somewhere at 15, 20 lines behind almost. And Swami was just kind of, you know, same question, who has camera? So he was, and this time I didn't have camera. I had forgotten at home. So diligently, I didn't raise my hands. I just kept quiet and I was just feeling that, you know, I did a mistake. I should have got camera this time at least. But I didn't get, so I kept quiet. And Swami completed distributing to everybody. And then Swami, you know, typically his style of moving, his hands are on the backside and he just walks in the front. So he was like taking a stroll in the front. And suddenly from his hand, there was a hand behind, and suddenly from his hand, he started tossing a camera roll.
One film roll.
Yeah, one film roll. He was just tossing in his hand like a ball. And all of us observed it and there was a curiosity, oh, there's one more left. Now, who's going to get this? And before we could, and I was very far off. So I was like, I just saw it tossing in his hand. And before any of us could realize, he was just, when the boys are on this side, on his left side, and he was in the, he was not even looking at the boys side, he was looking on towards the straight side. So he just did that and he just threw that camera roll towards his, towards his right side, sorry, on the right side. Moment he threw it, it straight away came and fell on my lap.
Oh.
So I had, none of us raised our hand. I was way behind, at least 15, 18 lines behind.
Phenomenal.
You imagine his throw. At, and not only that, now it's not by mistake, you know, God never does any mistake. So once he has thrown there, after he threw, he just looked on the right side, straight to me, gave a mischievous smile and went away. So that was an acknowledgement that you didn't get then, I'm giving you now. It's a very simple episode, okay? Why I'm saying simple is, and how Swami makes it special. Had he would have given me the camera roll in 11th standard, it would have been, I raised my hand, I got.
Yes.
There is nothing to be learnt. Feel happy for that moment, use, then it's over. But with this entire episode, he's teaching me, the impatient child who had joined, that you need to be patient.
Yes.
Because patience is bitter.
Yes.
But fruit is very sweet.
Fruit is very nectarous.
Nectarous, yeah. Nectarinely sweet.
Yes, yes.
So
yes.
this is something which remained in, means it came, you know, it became a memory and very special memory to me that this is, it's, and not only that I can forget as a man or a boy, Swami as God can never forget. Once you ask anything to Swami, with all your sincerity, he ensures that it happens.
And God's delays are never his delays.
Yeah, he gives it at the right time.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's, they are not his denials, as they say. God's delays are not his denials. He knows what is the best time and also what is the best manner to give. Because as you said, you know, because of that experience now, I mean, because of that experience in your 8th class, faith got like established. And now you know that, yeah, faith is, yes, that is important, that is paramount. But just because there is faith, it does not mean that whenever you ask something, you will get it. You will get it, but in his time. And you got to be
wise enough
to wait for that.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
So that is how he teaches. So then, as I said, in that particular age, you don't have that, no wisdom at all.
Yeah,
but he teaches his own
slowly,
in
yes.
way.
Yes.
So that is a big lesson. And not only that, I had mentioned this in my second talk in front of him.
You mentioned
Swami.
This?
Yeah, I mentioned this in when I got a chance to speak again in Kulwanthal.
Wow.
That this is what I learned from Swami. This was before I was passing out. So it was like summation of key experiences in this garage of Prashant Nilayam what this car has gone through.
Mm.
So that is one very important lesson which Swami taught in my beginning of 12th standard. And then obviously this was in June. So July 13th, 96, I got chance to speak.
Yes.
So you see how accessories are also added in between.
Hmm.
And not only that, see, my topic was surrender. So Swami asked me, where did you come from before my speech?
Hmm.
After my speech, I'm now jumping back to the present.
Yes.
Okay, after this flashback.
Yes.
So coming to 13th of July, after the speech, generally speakers are, you know, asked to sit in the front of interview room. So Swami, if he wants to talk anything or his comments before Swami moves to PC or Purnachandra, that is where he used to stay earlier. So I was sitting there, and then moment Swami's door opened, from there itself, he started asking me again and again, where did you come from? So I was wondering, why is he asking this?
Again, yeah.
Again. So three, four times in that small 10 seconds walk, he kept on asking me till he came. And after he reached me also, he asked me, where did you come from? So I kept on telling him, Bombay, Bombay, Bombay. Little I knew that his surrender means you need to have a much higher understanding that you came from God and you're going back to God.
Hmm.
But as ignorant I was, I said Bombay. Because you remember, the speech was mugged. So I was a dumb guy who was given something good, but now he wants to make that happen.
Yeah, he wants you to assimilate that.
Yes. So this is the beginning of his teaching. So I went on saying Bombay. So he realized that this fellow is still dumb. So he gave me Pad Namaskar. He actually put his hand on my head and told me, just take Pad Namaskar.
Yeah.
So that happened 10 days later. So the one thing, important quality of Swami as God, you may leave his hand, but he will not leave you.
Yes.
So he had not, so after 10 days, he again caught hold of me in one of the darshan lines. He asked me, where did you come from? So I was wondering, he is not leaving this question. So Pat came the answer, Mumbai or Bombay. And then he is very, very patient. Okay. He is now demonstrating patience. So as if he didn't listen, he came a little closer and he asked me, it's typical. Mm. He makes that sound of means he wants to listen. Mm. So then,
as if he didn't hear.
As if he didn't hear. Mm. So a few seconds, I got a fraction of a second to change. So I immediately changed my answer and said, Swami, from you.
Mm.
So moment I said that, he turned and he looked straight into my eyes and he told me, wrong answer. So it's not that he didn't hear, he knew everything, but he's trying to see whether he's learning or he's just lip service. And it was a lip service then.
Mm.
I had no idea. Somebody
wrong. Perhaps because it didn't come out of conviction.
Absolutely. Mm. So then I came back and the teacher who had told me this, a school teacher, the school we had taught. I went and told, this is what happened, and you told me it's safe from you. And Swami said, no, it's wrong answer. So he said, no, I told you to, you have to absorb it and realize it, then only Swami will say right answer. That is his way of teaching, but he's patient. So that's how 12th, and there are many episodes in 12th that happened.
Hmm.
11th was a year of observation. 12th was a year of now getting into detail.
I mean, so you have an opportunity now, you know, that is the most beautiful part of living with the avatar. That you can do all these experiments with him. You can, everything that you read in the scriptures, now you can actually try it out, because God is there in front of you in flesh and blood. And you will get the immediate response. I mean, what the sages and seers do is a lot of sadhana, and they expect God to manifest and give them some experience. Here, like, he's there free all the time.
All the time, yes.
And you pray and you can see things happen, you know. That is something, and for you, it started right from, you know, your 7th, 8th. So I guess it only would have got more and more magnified and more intense now as you experience and bask in his physical proximity.
Absolutely. So, and that is the beginning. So 11th was a year of observation. 12th was, now he's entering my life little by little, physically. So everywhere, small here and there, he used to ask me in terms of, you know, where is your parents and how many brothers you have got? Small, just to ensure that he's more than me, he is in touch with me, kind of. So that is his way of, you know, he's interested in you, in your life.
Yes.
So he does that. And, you know, what happens as a small boy of 16 years, obviously you are in, when Swami starts talking to you, even small here and there, and he's recognizing you, you obviously are in a different world. So I was in a completely blissful world, and then I got even picked for a convocation drama that year from school.
As a school student,
yeah.
Wow.
So as a school student. So it was a university convocation drama, but I was picked as a school student. And it was a very small role. I had only one small dialogue and, you know.
So this is after your talk, right?
After my talk. So that is where.
After that you became a star.
I don't know whether a star, but definitely Swami was like, yeah, probably he was teaching his own style of.
Yes.
So I remember one very interesting episode in that, and Swami used to come for watching the drama rehearsal, which was a more better than the actual drama itself. So when only Swami and you are there.
Yes.
So after the one particular rehearsal in Purnachandra Auditorium, and Swami was very happy. So he openly declared to all, you know, I want to give you all white apples.
Mm-hmm.
So I had never heard of this. I said, white apples? I know red apples I've heard eaten, but what is white apple? I had no idea then.
Mm-hmm.
So Swami called and one of the brothers went inside and got a big basket. And so I was like desperate. I want to see what a white apple is. And first lot came as a red apple, simple ones.
Okay.
And unfortunately or fortunately, I was the first in line, so Swami gave me a red apple. So I saw the red apple and I felt this is,
the normal.
What is a normal one? You know, so I was ignorant. I said, I can't give it back to Swami and say, no, I want a white apple, don't give me red apple. So I took it and kept. And Swami went on distributing and then second lot came was a huge, double the size of white apples. And I saw Swami distributing. So whoever didn't get. So I saw this, I said, no, I want this. Desire has come, I want this. So what do I do with red apples? Should I give it to somebody else? But that is given personally by Swami. So I put in my pocket. Okay, and my hands were empty. So Swami was like asking who did not get. So I raised my hands. Courageously I raised my hands and I said, and then Swami was having that white apple, right? Okay, I was just below him. So he looked at me and he made a big eyes. And his eyes became big as if he was about to scold. And he actually pointed to my pocket. Red apple, red apple. So now you see, these are small snippets, but how he's aware about everything. Can an ordinary man think of like this?
Try to fool me. Don't try to be smart.
Absolute God. So he knew where exactly I kept. Yes. So while he was busy distributing, but his eyes are everywhere. When a personality whose eyes are everywhere, it's like even irrespective of whatever era we are living in, with physical form or without physical form, his eyes are everywhere. He's watching right now as we speak also.
Yes.
So
the dumbest thing we can do in life is to become smart with God.
Absolutely. So that episode, it just taught me that, you know, Swami is ever vigilant. Yes. He cannot fool with God. So ignorance, you know, these are all ignorance. So today when I'm narrating to you, even I'm feeling well after that, what kind of a person I was then. But in the garage, so probably pardonable. the knocks of Swami are still visible here. And in that, you know, wonderful era when every alternate day Swami is talking to you, something or other, family, friends. And there's one more student, 1 year junior to me. And because we were lookalike, Swami used to always tell me and him that you both are brothers. So it was always that case. And then eventually, and I was in a different blissful world. October exams, mid-year exams happened in my 12th standard. And the very same day, so morning we gave the exam last paper. I think I know the date, 14th of October 1996, exact date it was. Evening it was, and evening darshan we sat, and apparently I got the first line in third block. And Swami came straight to me and asked, Kitna marks aata hai? These are his words in Hindi. Kitna marks aata hai?
How many marks?
How many marks I'm expecting.
Okay.
So I had just given the last paper on that morning, and then evening darshan he asked me, how many marks you're expecting? So I told him, Swami, 70%. So moment I said 70%, he made a very ugly face as if, you know, not happy with it. But Swami's expectations are very high. So not just devotion, you have to perform. So all that desperation, devotion, eagerness, all that. But he wants us to deliver on his expectations. So he went behind, there's one more boy who was sitting, and Swami asked him, how many marks you're expecting? So he said, Swami, 80%. So Swami's face little brightened up. Okay, there is a better percentage here. Then this other brother who was like lookalike to me, yeah, Swami, I went and asked him, Kitna marks aata hai? So he said, Swami, 85%.
He said
85. So these are expectations. So when, and then Swami stood and looked at all the three and pointed, 85, 80, 70. And then he made such an ugly face and made this as if, you know, I'm, so that, you know, at that
so
age.
So he's so unhappy, so displeased that, you know, you said you'll get only 70.
70%. So, you know, at that age, we still, even, you know, that ego is hurt. A small ego at that age because we're still babies or child in front of him. But even now also we are child, but that
but
is
what
still
hurt you is, you know,
you were the reason for Swami making that face.
Yes.
So he like, wanted a smile on his face. Yeah.
Yeah. So that made me realize that, you know, all the while I had a good interaction with him, and now he's telling me that. So, yeah. And the reality was even worse. Mm. Actually, the result was 65%. So, but that hit me. And what hit me was that if my actions are making Swami unhappy, then probably I need to definitely correct. See, I was not a bad student. I stood 10th in my board exam in my 10th standard before I joined. And I was now scoring. So what Swami is telling me is one single comparison showed that you have a potential, but you're not using your potential.
I mean, you are so much interested in me, all that is fine. That does not mean you, but that does
you
not
ignore,
mean you
ignore your studies.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live. Radio Sai.